你好。
Good evening, brothers and sisters.
每次夏令会之后
，After every summer conference，
都在盼望主来了，下面不要再有夏令会了。
I always hope that maybe the Lord will return, and then next year there's no conference.
今年主还没有来。
But it has not yet happened.
所以我们还要有夏令会。
And so here we are again.
好，我们读些圣经。
Let us read a few passages from the Bible.
约翰福音第十四章。
John chapter 14.
十四章十二节到十五节。
Verses 12 to 15.
弟兄姊妹，翻到我们一起来读啊，十四章。
And let us read together.
十二节到十五节。
Chapter 14, verses 12 to 15.
让我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
我实实在在
Moses surely say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it.If you love me, keep my commandments.
十三章三十一节到三十二节。
Let's go back and read chapter 13, verses 31 and 32.So when he had gone out, Jesus said, Now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. And if God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and glorify him immediately.
好，我们再读十四章十六节到二十节。
Let's go back to chapter 14, verses 16 to 20. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. Whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells in you and will be in you.I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you. A little while longer, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me, because I live, you will live also. At that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you.
好。
But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom...
二十六节到二十七节。
Verses 26 to 27. The Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all the things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid.
好，十六章七到十一节。
Chapter 16, verses 7 to 11. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you, but if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me.Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged.
十二节到十六节。
Verses 12 to 16. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth.For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All the things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. A little while, and you will not see me, and again a little while, and you will see me.Therefore you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you.
22 to 24.
Therefore, you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you. And that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full.
33节。
And verse 33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have, will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
好，哥林多前书十二章。
First Corinthians, let us read from First Corinthians chapter 12 as well.
十二节到十四节。
Verses 12 to 14. For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one body we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one spirit. For in fact, the body is not one member, but many.
好，我们读十五章，读得长一点，四十五节到五十七节。
And lastly, let us read chapter 15, a long passage, verses 45 to 57. And so it is written, the first Adam became a living being, the last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, and afterward the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven, as was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. As we have borne all the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that it is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
好，读这么多圣经。
That's a lot of Bible reading.
约翰福音十四章十二节到十五节。
And so we come back to John chapter 14.
这是主耶稣讲的话。
These are words that Jesus himself spoke.
我所做的事，信我的人也要做。
The works that I do, he who believes in me shall also do.
并且要做比这更大的事。
And he shall do even greater works.
这是主对我们信的人讲的最大的一句话。
And this is the greatest thing that Jesus has spoken to those who believe in him.
我所做的事，信我的人也要做。
The things that I do, those who believe in me, he will also do.
并且要做比这更大的事。
And he shall do greater things.
我年轻的时候根本不敢读这些圣经。
When I was young, I dared not read this passage.
我当然相信主的话是准确的。
Of course, I believed in the accuracy of the word of God.
但是深处有一个问题啊。
But deep inside, I had a question.
真的我们能做比主更大的事？
Can we really do greater things than Jesus did?
真的主做的事我们都能做？
Can we really do the things that Jesus did?
很犹豫，很怀疑。
I really doubt it.
不敢怀疑主的话。
But I dared not to doubt the word of God.
我起码相信我不会做主做的事。
But nevertheless, I believe that I would not do these things.
我更不会做比主更大的事。
And more so, I would not do greater things than what Jesus did.
我想想教会历史里面找不到一个人做主所做的事。
And when we look at church history, there's no one who did what Jesus did.
更不会做比主更大的事。
And there is no one who did any greater works.
保罗能吗？
Did Paul?
我想保罗不能。
I don't think so.
约翰、彼得更不能。
John, Peter, they were even farther off.
教会历史里面兴起很多大人物。
There are many great people in the history of the church.
做了很多轰动的事。
They did many great things.
但真的做比主更大的事能吗？
But can they really do greater things than what Jesus did?
我想不能。
I don't think so.
所以这些圣经不敢碰。
So I dared not read even this.
只能放在那里。
I just kept it in my
Bible. 但后来慢慢年龄大了。
But as I aged,
明白这句话了。
And I became to understand what this was.
那真是宝贵这句话。
And I truly treasured.
我所做的事。
The things I do.
信我的人也要做。
He who believes in me will also do.
并且做比这更大的事。
And he shall do even greater things.
要看事实，主讲这句话不是个应许。
And when we have to look at the fact, when Jesus said this, this was not just a promise.
主说的是事实。
He is speaking of a fact.
我做的事，信我的人也要做。
The things that I do, the people who believe in me will also do.
并且要做比这更大。
And he shall do greater things.
看主耶稣活在地上的时候。
And when we see Jesus in this world.
他的脚踪一直在迦南美地。
We see that he was always in the land of Canaan.
没有离开过以色列。
He never left Israel.
而现在教会怎样？
But look at the church now.
现在教会遍满全世界。
It is all over the world.
只要有人类脚踪的地方，都看见有福音。
We see the gospel wherever man is.
到处都看见建立教会。
We see churches everywhere.
是不是比主更大呢？
Is this greater than what the Lord did?
大得多了，对不对？
It is much greater.
那么真的教会比主更大吗？
But is the church really greater than the Lord?
当然不是。
No.
这圣经不能光读这两句话。
Because you cannot just read two verses in your Bible.
要把主的话读完全了。
You have to read the Bible completely.
主说我做的事。
Jesus says the works that I do.
信我的人也要做。
He who believes in me shall also do.
并且要做比这更大的事。
And greater works shall he do.
下面说因为我到父那里去。
And following he says because I am going to the Father.
这是两个不同的阶段。
This is two different phases.
当前面主说话的时候
in the first part,
道成肉身的阶段
it is in the phase of the word become flesh.
下面说我到父那里去
and following he says I am going to the Father.
那是复活基督的阶段
and that is the phase where it is the resurrected Jesus.
那是升天基督的阶段
it is the phase of the resurrected, the ascended Christ.
不是教会做的比主更大
it is not that the church is doing greater things than the Lord.
复活基督做的比道成肉身的基督做的更大。
But the resurrected Christ is doing greater works than the Word became flesh.
升天基督。
The ascended Christ.
要做更大的事。
Is doing even greater works.
耶稣基督从死里复活。
Jesus was risen from the dead.
升到高天。
And he ascended into heaven.
承受圣灵无限量。
And he received the Spirit without measure.
降下圣灵。
And he sent down the Holy Spirit.
住在教会的里面。
And it dwells within the church.
圣灵指挥教会。
And the Spirit directs the church.
指挥所有神的儿女。
And directs every child of God.
我们看见做更大的事。
We see greater things.
这就是使徒行传。
This is the Acts.
到了使徒行传。
When we come to the Acts,
教会做轰轰烈烈的事。
We see how the church is doing great works.
做得比四福音大的多了，对不对？
Much greater than the Gospels.
四福音的工作有限。
And in the Gospels, it was limited.
使徒行传无限。
But in the Acts of the Apostles, it is unlimited.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为主升天了。
Because Jesus has ascended.
承受圣灵。
He has received the Spirit.
降下圣灵。
He has sent the Spirit down.
三位一体神中间，圣灵是主观的神。
And in the triune God, the Holy Spirit, he is subjective. We experience.
圣灵是经历的神。
We experience him.
圣灵是有感觉的神。
And we feel him.
圣灵降下了。
And when he comes down,
看见使徒们起来了。
And the apostles rose up.
教会开始了。
And the church began.
教会做得更大。
And then so the church is doing greater
things. 那不是教会做的。
It is not that the church is doing it.
那是复活基督做的。
It is the resurrected Christ doing it.
升天基督做的。
It is the ascended Christ doing it.
降下圣灵。
He sent down the Holy Spirit.
因为我到父那里去。
All because I am going to the Father.
弟兄姊妹，今天是复活基督的时代。
And today we live in the generation of the resurrected Christ.
是升天基督的时代。
It is a generation of the ascended Christ.
是圣灵的时代。
It is a generation of the Holy
Spirit. 而圣灵就穿着神的儿女。
And the Holy Spirit it has put on the children of God.
做更大的事。
To do greater things.
主做的事我们都要做。
The things that Jesus did, we all.
二千年教会。
And then in these past 2,000 years,
一直在做主所做的事。
We are continually doing the things.
那我们先要知道主做的什么事呢
？Jesus did, but first, what did Jesus do?
我们读圣经。
So when we read the Bible,
头一节叫我们触目惊心了哈。
The first thing that we're very impressed by
是耶稣基督行的神迹奇事。
Are his signs and wonders.
叫五饼二鱼给上万的人吃饱。
He used 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed tens of thousands of people.
平静风和海。
He calmed the wind and the sea.
叫暴风狂浪一个命令都止息了。
In one word, he put away hurricanes.
医治病人。
He healed the sick.
叫瞎眼的看见。
The blind saw.
瘸腿的行走。
And the crippled they walked.
让大麻风的洁净。
And then the lepers were cleansed.
瘫痪的起来。
And those who were paralyzed rose up.
叫死人复活。
The dead came back to life.
那么基本教会也都做哈。
And these things the church has done.
叫死人复活的在世界上听见的很少就是了。
We don't hear as much of the dead rising.
啊，神的启示很多。
But many signs and wonders.
但是主所做的最大的事。
But the greatest thing the Lord does.
并不是神迹奇事。
Is not signs and wonders.
主做的所有的事。
Of all the things that Jesus has done.
包括在两件事的里面。
Is categorized into 2 things.
一件事。
The first.
道成肉身。
It is the Word became flesh.
为了彰显神。
It is that he manifested God. He
expressed. 把神显明出来。
He showed us God.
第二件事。
The second thing.
住在地上33年半。
33.5 years, Jesus was in the
world. 他留下脚踪。
And he left this trail.
留下一个美好的脚踪。
And he left beautiful footsteps.
叫教会的跟随他的脚踪行。
So that we can follow in his footsteps.
这是最大的两件事。
These are the 2 greatest things.
远超过圣经启示。
It is much greater than signs and wonders.
在旧约时代。
And so in the Old Testament.
他们都信神。
They all believed in God.
他们相信神是爱。
They believed that God is love.
他们也相信神有大能。
And they believed that God had power.
相信神有权柄。
They believed that God had authority.
相信神是圣洁跟有圣洁跟。公义。
And they believed he was holy and righteous.
那神的爱到底怎样回事呢
？And so, but what is the love of God?
他们不知道。
They did not know.
神的能力到底怎样的能力呢
？What kind of power is God's power?
他们不知道。
They could not explain.
他们知道权柄在神。
They knew only that the authority lies in God.
神的权柄怎样的权柄呢
？But what kind of authority is it?
他们只有感觉害怕。
They can only say I'm afraid.
神有圣洁公义，怎么回事呢
？What is the holiness and righteousness of God?
没有人知道。
No one knew.
神的儿子来了。
But then the Son of God came.
道成了肉身。
The Word became flesh.
约翰福音1:18。
And John chapter 1 verse 18.
他说从来没有人见过神。
It says no one has ever begotten God.
父怀中的独生子将他显明出来。
But the only begotten God in the bosom of the Father has explained him.
这是很大的一节圣经啊。
This is such a great verse in the Bible.
从来没有人见过神。
No one has ever seen God.
只有父怀中的独生子将他宣告。
Except his only begotten son who proclaimed him.
我们中文圣经啊，那个大的字翻错了啊。
And then in the Chinese Bible, they just misinterpreted the important word.
独生子。
The only begotten God.
原文是独生神。
It should be the only begotten God.
这是圣经里面唯一绝对说到耶稣基督是神。
It says right here that Jesus Christ is God.
从来没有人见过神。
No one has ever seen God.
只有父怀中的独生神将他显明。
Except for the only begotten God from the bosom of the Father.
只有神能够彰显神。
Only God can explain God.
只有神能够显明神。
And only God can show God.
耶稣基督来了。
Jesus Christ has come.
现在什么叫做神的爱？
And so what is the love of God?
在主的身上才看见什么叫做神的爱。
And the person of Jesus, we see what is the love of God.
什么叫做神的能力？
And what is the power of God?
啊，我们从前讲的能力都看讲错了啊。
The power we were thinking of, it's not right.
人所懂的能力都是暴力。
And the only kind of power that we understand is violence.
那神的能力是什么呢？
But what is the power of God?
旧约时代至少神的能力可以毁灭所有人类啊。
And in the Old Testament, they only knew that they could be completely destroyed.
耶稣基督来了。
But Jesus Christ has come.
我们看见那么奇妙的一个能力啊。
And we see such a wondrous power.
在主的身上。
In the person of Jesus.
哦，神的能力原来是这样的。
We'll say, oh, that was the power of God.
我们在认识什么叫做神的能力。
And then we will know what is the power of God.
主耶稣来了。
And so Jesus came.
我们看见圣洁公义。
And we see holiness and righteousness.
和我们所知道的完全不一样。
And it's completely different than what we knew.
从来没有人见过神。
No one has ever seen God.
只有父怀中的独生神将他显明。
Only the only begotten God is from his bosom.
把神彰显得这么完全。
And he has explained him so well.
把神彰显得这么美丽。
And has explained him so beautifully.
主耶稣来了。
Jesus has come.
取了人的身体。
And he took on a person's body.
世人的魂。
And the soul of man.
他和我们世人都不一样。
But he is different than all of us.
永生神，活的神，住在他里面。
Because the ever-living God, the living God, dwells within him.
借着这肉身来彰显。
And he just manifested God through his body.
主耶稣没有在地上刻意要彰显神。
And Jesus was not purposely trying to manifest God.
他是神。
He is God.
所以那么自然地彰显神。
And so he naturally manifested God.
在他生活里面彰显神。
Through his life.
在日常的小事里面彰显神。
In the daily details of life.
他说话、行动都彰显神。
The things he did, the way he acted, it explained God.
主耶稣彰显神的最自然的。
And it was natural.
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
从来没有人见过神。
No one has ever seen God.
现在神的儿子来了。
But then the Son of God has now come.
借着神的儿子们，我们真看见神了。
And through his Son, we really see God.
所以主耶稣来了。
And so when Jesus came,
他做的事。
The things he did.
第一件事，彰显神。
The first thing is to explain God.
远超过神的启示。
This is much more significant than miracles.
第二件事。
The second thing.
留下美好脚踪。
Did was to leave these footsteps.
我们在二千年教会里面呢。
And we're in maybe the 2000th year.
大家都有一句话。
Church history.
要像主。
Everyone says we need to be more like Jesus.
我们更多像主哈。
Be more like the Lord.
我们诗歌里面好多诗歌说要像主，更多像主。
We lots of songs about singing about being more like Jesus.
哦，我要像你哈。
Oh, to be like thee.
这是我们一生的祷告，对不对？
And this is the prayer of our lives.
你怎么像主呢？
But how are you going to do it?
怎么像法呢？
How are you going to do it?
不是我走路慢点像主了。
It's not if you walk slow, you're going to be like Jesus.
不是讲话温柔点像主了。
Or you speak nicely, you're going to be like Jesus.
只有主自己像主。
Only Jesus is like Jesus.
所以主的显现。
And so when he reveals himself,
我们从主的显现上面，我说怎么像主。
When he reveals himself to us,
我们二千年来有句很普通的话。
There's a very common saying.
我们要跟随主。
Also, that we should follow
the Lord. 要走主的道路。
Walk on the way of the Lord.
那跟随主怎么跟随法呢？
Well, how are you going to do that?
主的道路什么道路呢？
What is the way of the Lord?
这个道路太大的问题了哈。
This is a great question.
好，我们到一个沙漠地里面。
When you go into a desert.
到旷野的路上，旷野里面。
When you go into the wilderness.
找不到路。
There are no paths.
找不到路，人在沙漠里面找不到路要死的呀。
And if you can't find the way out, you're gonna die.
哪一条路我们都不一定敢走。
And we don't dare just take any way.
你走哪一条路都可能引到死亡了。
Because any way could come to a dead end.
忽然我发现有条路啊，他就那个人安全从沙漠里面过去了。
But there is a way that will take you safely out of the desert.
我们留下脚踪。
And so we see that he has left this trail, these footsteps. And so we are rejoiced.
现在太容易了。
Because now it's easy.
在沙漠地，我们不要找路了。
We don't have to find our own way.
照着这个脚重往前走。
We just go according to these footsteps.
我们有诗歌说，让我发现你脚重。
And there's a song that says, "Let me discover your footsteps."
将我安身其中。
And plant me firmly among them.
走主的道路。
Walk on the way of the Lord.
看见主的脚重。
And you will see his footsteps.
主的脚重是确定的。
And his footsteps are sure.
从伯利恒降生。
Since he descended in Bethlehem.
经过哥哥他。
And then he went through Golgotha.
一直到橄榄山上升天。
And then he ascended from the Mount of Olives.
主的完全脚重。
This is a complete set of footprints he left.
我们有首诗歌啊。
We have a hymn.
那是你托生的老师写的。
And it was written by the person who discipled.
讲主的脚重。
Watchman Nee about the footsteps.
写的太好了。
And it's written.
从伯利恒我们动身。
It was written very well. It says.
学习耶稣的忠诚。
It says via Bethlehem.
跟着他要完全归神。
We journey learning from his footsteps.
但是脸上满泪痕。
And we will fulfill his purpose, but our eyes are full of tears.
然后他说马槽。
And then it speaks of the manger.
然后他说到拿撒勒。
Speaks of Nazareth.
再下面说到加利利。
And then Galilee.
再下面说到哥哥他，克西马尼到了哥哥他。
And then it speaks of Golgotha, and then Gethsemane, and then Golgotha.
克西马尼前面，哥哥他的后面哈。
Gethsemane comes first.
啊。哥哥他在说到他父坟墓在坟墓
and then the song goes on to speak
从坟墓说到复活了
the grave and then the resurrection
然后他在橄榄山升天了
and then he is ascended in Mount Olives
这诗歌写的实在好了
this is such a good song
把主耶稣的整个的路程
it traces out his whole path
留下脚重
it is the trail he has left for us
二千年教会
In the 2,000 years of church,
可以跟随主的脚中行。
We can follow his footsteps.
诗篇八十五篇呢
Psalms 85.
这是科拉后裔写的诗。
And it was written by one of the descendants of Korah.
那就是撒母耳写的诗。
That was Samuel.
你的脚中。
And it says your footsteps.
成为可走的路。
Are a path for me to walk on.
看见主的脚中了这个我们可以走的道路了。
When we see his footsteps, it's a way laid out for us to walk.
所以主留下脚重。
So he has left this for us.
二千年教会都走主的脚，跟随主的脚重行。
And in these 2,000 years, the church has been following in the footsteps of Jesus.
这是主做的最大的事。
This is the greatest thing that the Lord has done.
第一是显现。
And the first time he appeared.
第二是留下脚重。
The second time he just left these footsteps.
然后教会才能够学习怎么像主。
And then only then can the church learn how to be like him.
学习跟随主。
And to follow him.
走主的道路。
And to walk on his way.
因为主留下确定的脚踪。
Because he has left these footsteps.
这是主在地上做的最大的两件事。
And these are the two greatest things that Jesus has done.
远超神迹奇事。
It far surpasses miracles.
神的奇事我看见多了。
I've seen many miracles.
神的奇事也了不起的哈。
And they are pretty great.
什么叫神的奇事
what are they?
叫神做的事嘛，都是神的奇事，对不对
？You know, a miracle is anything that God does.
神做的事嘛，下次看见聋子听见，对神来说太简单的事了。
But you know what? To heal the blind and the deaf, this is something really simple for God.
我们看见了了不起。
But we think it's pretty awesome.
今天如果弟兄在这里叫下次看见，我担保你们不要听我讲道。
If someone here can heal the blind, you're not going to want to listen to me anymore.
大家都要看这件事。
Because everyone wants to see what's going on over here.
但是。最大的神迹，
在
肉身上面能够彰显神
，is to express God in our human bodies，
在我们生活里面能够像神
，to be like Jesus in our lives，
在我们日常小事上面能够让神出来
，to allow God to be seen in our daily details，
那是了不起的事
，that is a great thing，
我们走主的道路。
Walk on the way of the Lord.
所以约翰福音十四章主耶稣讲的话，你们我做的事你们也要做。
And so John chapter 14, Jesus says, the things that I do, you also will do.
并且做更大的事。
And greater things than these.
二千年教会到现在。
2,000 years, the church has been around.
我们都追求更多像主。
And we have been pursuing and striving to be more like God.
都追求更忠诚走主的道路。
And we have all wanted to be more faithful in walking His way.
下面他说。
And following, he says.
你们奉我的名祷告。
He says, pray in my name.
我必垂听。
And I shall hear.
叫父因值得的荣耀。
So that the Father shall be glorified through the Son.
主第一次说到奉主名了。
And this is the first time that Jesus is going to mention in the name of the Lord.
开启了奉主名的时代。
It opens up a new generation of using the name of the Lord.
主耶稣在地上的时候。
And when Jesus was on earth.
不需要奉主名。
He did not need to use the name of the Lord.
主自己在这里。
He was here.
主复活了。
But when he resurrected.
主升天。
He ascended.
才要奉主名。
Then he needed to use the name of the Lord.
复活了，门徒们看不见。
Because the disciples couldn't see him anymore.
人看不见啊。
People couldn't see him anymore.
升天更看不见了。
He ascended. You really couldn't see him now.
所以主说奉我的名。
So he says in my name.
我祷告我就一定垂听。
I will hear your prayers.
奉主名是件大事。
It's a great thing to use the name of the Lord.
你们从前都听我讲过那几句话讲了，哈哈。
And some of you have heard this.
主的名字太大了。
About the greatness of the name of the Lord.
耶稣基督升天了。
Jesus ascended.
圣灵降临了。
And the Holy Spirit
was sent down. 主把耶稣基督这个名字再赐给他。
And God gave to him the name of Jesus Christ all over again.
腓立比二章第九节。
And Philippians 2:9.
他被升到至高之处。
It says he was exalted.
赐给他超乎万民之上的名。
And to him was given the name above all names.
叫天上地上地底下。
That all things in above the heavens in heaven and below earth.
无不因耶稣的名屈膝。
And below the earth shall bow at the name of Jesus.
口认耶稣是主。
And every tongue will confess that
Jesus
Christ is Lord. 这个叫
万膝跪拜，万口承认。
Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess.
这个时代来到了。
And so this generation has come.
主耶稣的名字超乎万名之上的名。
His name is above all names.
我这个人的名字太重要了。
And your name is really important.
我们人的名字都是死的。
But our names are dead names.
啊。我们的名字有什么意义啊
？What is the meaning of our name？
我自己的名字就没意义的。
My name has no meaning.
我有时在台湾一个姊妹信主了。
And there was a sister in Taiwan who became a Christian.
她姓陈。
And her last name was Chen.
我看见她的名字叫贼。
And her name was thief.
叫陈贼。
And it was thief Chen.
我姊妹你怎么用这个名字啊
？And I said, why is this your name？
我生下来了，我爸爸妈妈给我算命说我的命不好，就取个不好的名字。
And so my parents went to the fortune teller and said I had an awful destiny.
好，叫我
的
命活长一点。
So that I could live a little longer.
我姊妹现在信主了。
And I said, you have
这一个名字一定要改。
You believe in Jesus, change your name.
我们不能报告说陈贼姊妹的。
We can't like introduce you and say this is thief Chen.
来，我取改个名字，改名。你不会取名字，我给你取个好了。
And I said, let me give you a better name.
我们的名字代表我们的。
Your name represents you.
将来神喊你的时候，还照着你的名字喊你的。
Jesus will call you by your name.
神喊的扫罗，扫罗，那。
For example, Saul.
Samuel, Samuel.
Samuel, Samuel.
神有个习惯呢，喊起你的名字来，总喊两遍的呢。
God has a habit; He calls twice.
你到圣经读读看，都喊两遍的。
Check it out in the Bible; it's twice.
为什么缘故我也不知道。
I don't know why.
啊，神喊我们的名字的。
But Jesus will call your name.
主的名字。
And the name of
the Lord. 超乎万名之上的名。
It is the name above all names.
名字太重要了。
Your name is so important.
今天我们的名，人的名字。
And today the name of men.
在美国最高的总统。
The most important one is the president.
我拿到总统的名片。
I got his name, his business card.
伟大吧。
Isn't that pretty awesome?
干什么呢？
So what?
我也不知道什么用处。
I don't know what to do with it now.
我没有饭吃，这也不能当饭吃的。
I don't have food. I can't exchange.
没有钱用了，这个名字也不能给我钱的。
I don't have money. I can't get money for
this. 我有一个总统的名字。
But I do have his name.
这人就是个死的名字。
It is a dead name.
没有用啊。
It is useless.
耶稣基督的名字。
But the name of Jesus Christ.
万名之上的名。
It is the name above all names.
这个名字天上地上地底下一切所有的。
And all that is in heaven, on the earth, and below the earth.
无不屈膝。
At his name, every knee shall bow.
天上说荣耀天使。
And even the glorious angels in heaven.
地上说万国万民。
And all the nations in this world.
地底下说阴符和鬼魔。
And all the devils and Hades.
因耶稣的名都要屈膝。
When they hear the name of Jesus, they shall bow.
口认耶稣是主。
And every tongue will confess that Jesus.
超乎万民之上的名。
Lord, because this is the name above all names.
所以你们祷告的末了都要奉主耶稣的名，对不对
？So you pray and then you say in the name of Jesus, right?
不要当做个习惯，祷告那么随便的。
Don't use it casually. Don't do it as a habit.
啊。奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus.
好像我们政府有公文啊。
It's kind of like a notarizing, a notary seal.
公文写完了。
When you write this document.
我们要打上个印记啊。
You put a seal upon it.
没有印记的公文没用啊。
Without the seal, it's kind of useless.
对不对？
Right?
我们祷告完了。
After you have prayed.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus.
最后打一个印记。
And then you put on the seal.
打上个耶稣基督的大名。
It is the great name of Jesus Christ.
祷告不是靠着我。
And this prayer is not because of me.
靠着耶稣基督的名。
It is by the name of Jesus.
有一次我讲这个道。
Once I shared this.
有弟兄听懂了。
And a brother, he understood.
下次我听他祷告啊。
And the next time I heard him pray.
他祷告的奇奇怪怪的，奉主耶稣基督，奉主耶稣基督名祷告那么慢，那么奇奇怪怪的。
He said it with emphasis and real slow.
我的弟兄不需要这样祷告法。
And I said you don't really have to do that.
你也明白这个意思了啊，就是很普通的，奉主耶稣基督的名就可以了。
But understand when you say in the name of Jesus.
这是个最君王的印记。
This is the seal of the king.
我祷告。
I pray.
奉君王的名字祷告的。
I pray in the name of the king.
从前我曾经说过哈。
And I tried this before.
这个人和人中间不能随便奉人的名了。
You know, when between us in our relationships, you can't just use someone else's name.
可以随便奉人的名吗
？Can you?
可以吗
？Can you?
我们做小人物，你可以把名字借给人用吗
？Can even though I'm not important, can you give your name to someone else?
在地上只有三种的关系可以奉别人的名。
There's only three relationships where you can use someone else's name.
妻子奉丈夫的命。
The first one, the wife can use the name of the husband.
儿子奉父亲的命。
The son can use the name of the father.
一个臣子奉君王的命。
And the third, the minister can use, the ambassador can use the name of the king.
三种不同的关系。
Three different relationships.
妻子奉丈夫的命。
The wife using the name of the husband.
那是联合的关系。
It is a union.
儿子奉父亲的命。
And the son using the name of the father.
那是生命的关系。
It is a life.
臣子奉君王的命。
The ambassador using the name of the king.
那是差遣的关系。
It is the one who has been sent.
妻子奉丈夫的命。
And then the wife.
联合的关系。
They are united.
所有你的都是我的。
All that is yours is mine.
对不对
？Right.
儿子奉丈夫的命，儿子奉父亲的命。
And the son using the name of the father.
那是生命的关系。
It is a relationship of life.
我承受你的所有产业。
I will receive everything you have.
臣子奉君王的命。
And the ambassador using the name of the king.
掌握君王的权柄。
He exerts the power of the king.
从前我出来了，我比你小两级。
And before I was lower than you.
今天君王差遣我。
But today the king has sent me.
我见任何人比你大一级。
No matter what, I am above you.
因为我不是奉自己的命。
Because this is not my name.
我奉君王的名出来。
It is I'm going in the name of the king.
所以这叫做奉谁的奉名的问题。
And this is the issue with the whole name.
我们和主就这三种的关系。
We have these three relationships.
教会是羔羊的心腹。
We are the bride of the lamb.
所以我们奉主名。
So we use the name of the Lord.
主一切都是我们的。
All that he has is ours.
我们的生命从主而来。
And our life comes from him.
儿子奉父亲的命。
And the father and the son.
要承受一切。
We will receive all things.
我们奉差遣。
And we have been sent.
那你说我是普通弟兄姊妹，没奉差遣。
And I, you might say I'm pretty average. I haven't been sent anywhere.
在约翰十七章，主耶稣讲。
But in John 17.
父怎样差遣我。
As the Father has sent me.
我也照样差遣你们到这个世界上。
So send I you into the world.
好，你没有信主的那一段。
And perhaps you did not believe in the Lord.
那没有什么意义。
And this means nothing.
你哪天信主了？
But the day that you believe in the Lord,
从信主那天开始，
the day that you believe,
你要知道你是奉差遣来到这个世界上。
You must know that you have been sent into the world.
我仍旧活在世界上。
I am living, yes, in the world.
我活在世人当中。
I live among other people.
但是我是奉差遣来的。
Nevertheless, I have been sent.
我有使命。
I have a mission.
我有目的。
I have a purpose.
我来到这个世界上。
And I have come into the world.
信主之后，我们的日子不要随便过哈。
And don't live your life. life casually after you believe in Jesus.
父就要差遣我。
As the Father sends me,
我也照样差遣你们。
So send I you.
差遣你们到地上来。
I sent you into the world.
了不起的事，对不对
？It's a big thing.
好，你再年轻的弟兄们，都是奉差遣来到世界上。
You have been sent into the world.
这话你父母没有信主，你不要随便讲哈。
And if your parents haven't believed in Jesus, don't go tell them that.
我奉差遣到这个家庭里面来的。
I have been sent into your family.
你父亲揍你了，明明我生了你了，你还奉差遣来的。
You're gonna get a spanking.
但是我们实在奉差遣来的。
But we really have been sent.
好，这是约翰第十二章。
And in John chapter 12.
到了十三章。
And we come to chapter 13.
主说人子也得了荣耀。
And the Son of Man has been glorified.
神要在人子身上的荣耀。
And Jesus, God would be glorified in the Son of Man.
神要快快地荣耀他。
And He would glorify Him quickly.
主讲这句话的时候。
When Jesus said this.
一个特别的时间。
It was at a special time.
主的最后晚餐晚饭。
It was during the Last Supper.
到最犹大卖他了。
And Judas was about to betray him.
犹大卖他之后，主就讲这句话。
And he was betraying him, and Jesus said this.
主要面对十字架了。
Because he was facing the cross already.
要面对哥哥他山了。
He was faced with Golgotha.
好，十字架。
And so we come to the cross.
在人看个最大的痛苦。
And when in our minds it's the biggest agony.
最大的羞辱。
It is the greatest humiliation.
在神的眼中。
Yet in God's eyes.
在主耶稣的眼中。
In Jesus' eyes.
十字架。
The cross.
最大的荣耀。
Is the greatest glory.
所以十字架改变了。
And so the cross is transforming.
到今天我们都基督徒都是要做十架精兵，对不对
？Today we all want to be soldiers of the cross.
十架是我们赞美的中心。
It is the center of our praise.
十架是我们敬拜的中心。
It is the center of our worship.
十架也是我们蒙福的中心。
It is also the center of all blessings.
主耶稣钉十架了。
Jesus was crucified.
十架太荣耀了。
And how glorious is the cross.
现今人子得了荣耀。
And the Son of Man was glorified.
父要应着子的荣耀。
And so the Father will be glorified in the Son.
而且父要快快地荣耀他。
And the Father will glorify him quickly.
主为什么讲这个话呢
？Why does Jesus say this?
为什么人子先得了荣耀呢
？Why is the Son glorified first?
主耶稣来。
Jesus came.
他来到地上，他一个人。
He came alone.
四福音就讲到从四个不同的角度来讲主耶稣。
And so the four gospels it has four different perspectives on Jesus.
主耶稣太好了。
Jesus is so great.
太完全了。
He is so perfect.
但是主的心不在这个地方。
But this is not where his heart is.
主的计划。
In his plan.
要带众子进荣耀。
He wants to lead many sons into glory.
所以主耶稣说一句话：一粒麦子不落在地里死了。
And so he says, unless a seed falls into the ground and dies.
人就是一粒。
It nevertheless is just one seed.
若是死了。
If it dies.
就要结出许多子粒来。
It will grow many, bear much fruit.
知道那个意义吗
？Do you know what this means?
这叫主的荣耀。
This is the glory of the Lord.
主一粒就像一粒麦子。
It is like a seed.
太奇妙的一粒麦子。
The seed, it is pretty amazing.
从天上降下来的一粒麦子。
Jesus was a seed that descended from heaven.
太完美的一个麦子。
He is so complete.
怎么完美，怎么奇妙，人就是一粒麦子。
No matter how amazing and complete he is, it's a seed.
达到他的计划。
It has a plan, and he will complete it.
他必须做一件事，落在地里死了。
And he has to do something that is to fall into the ground and die.
若是死了。
If he dies,
结出许多的子粒来
，and then he will have much fruit.
这个叫做主的荣耀，听明白吧
？This is the glory of God. Get it?
这就是四福音到使徒行传了。
And then so this is the four gospels. We come to the Acts.
四福音记许多不同的事。
And then there are many different things in the gospels.
有一件是一样的。
But there's one thing that's
到末了一定记主死。
It records all of them record the death of the
Lord.
It also records the resurrection of the Lord because the Lord resurrected.
信不信主的复活？
Do you believe in the resurrection?
啊，信嘛哈。
Do you believe in the resurrection?
真的信啊。
Do you believe?
信是我复活是我们的信仰啊。
The resurrection, that's our faith.
信什么？
What do you believe in?
信复活对了，就讲内行了。
The resurrection.
主的死。
Is the right answer. The death of the Lord
太重要
is important.
死也太奥秘，太深的生命。
And it is a very mysterious death that he died.
死是不叫人信。
But Do you need to believe in death?
是不是啊?
Do you need to believe in death?
嗯?需要人信。
You don't really need to believe in it.
有没有人不信啊,信死的?
No one doesn't believe in dying.
每人都相信死,对不对?
Everyone believes in dying.
死不需要人信。
You don't need to believe
in it. 复活是需要信。
But the resurrection you need to believe.
所有宗教当中只有我们有复活。
Of all the different religions, there is only one resurrection.
耶稣复活了。
And Jesus has risen.
吞灭死亡。
And he has swallowed death.
胜过阴府。
And he has overcome
him. 完成了救恩。
And he has accomplished salvation.
复活是个关键。
And the resurrection is the key point here.
所以复活是我们的信仰。
And so that is our faith.
耶稣基督复活。
Jesus Christ has risen.
下面才是使徒行传了。
And then the Acts follows it.
一下一粒麦子变了那么许多的麦子了。
This seed became so many seeds.
这是当初犹太官府和那些反对主的大麻烦。
And this became a problem for all those who were against Jesus.
他们反对主。
They opposed Jesus.
就集中在主一个人身上。
And it was focused on one person.
他们觉得把主去掉。
They were just focused on Jesus.
他们杀死了主。
They thought if we kill him,
一切都完成了。
Then we're done.
那些门徒们根本不在他们的眼中。
The disciples were not in their frame of mind.
四福音的时候，那门徒们表现得好不好？
In the Gospels, what did the disciples behave well?
门徒表现得真是软弱。
They were so weak.
我刚信主的时候啊
when I first believed
我读圣经很看不起彼得的
and when I read the Bible I kind of belittled Peter
我是彼得最少比彼得好一点
if I were him I'd do a little better than
不至于在个小侍女面前就三次否认耶稣
I wouldn't deny Jesus three times
很看不起彼得
and I really kind of
真是不认识肉体给自己的生命了
it was because I did not recognize myself
门徒们表现真是软弱
the disciples they were so weak
所以当初的官府
and so the high priest of
the 法利赛人
the Pharisees
所有反对主的仇敌
all of Jesus' enemies
根本不在乎那些门徒
they didn't care about the disciples
反对就集中在主的身上
their focus was upon the person of Jesus
把主放在死地完了事情做成了
as soon as he dies we're done
耶稣复活了
but Jesus is risen
复活他们看不见
they could not see the resurrection
主耶稣升天了
He ascended.
升天他们看不见。
And they could not see the ascension.
有一件事他们看见了。
But there is one thing that they did see.
到了使徒行传。
When we come to the Acts of
the Apostles. 这么多人的身上都耶稣都出来了。
Jesus appeared in so many people.
他们真像耶稣啊。
And they were really like Jesus.
耶稣的能力在他们身上。
The power of Jesus was in them.
耶稣的生命在他们身上。
The life of Jesus was in them.
杀了一位耶稣。
They killed one Jesus.
怎么这么多的耶稣出来？
How did so many appear?
现在他们遭到大麻烦了。
And now they have a problem.
逼迫教会。
And so they started persecuting the church.
直到今天，多少地方逼迫教会。
Until today, in so many nations, the church is persecuted.
逼迫教会什么用？
What use is that?
耶稣复活了。
Jesus is risen.
叫做人子得了荣耀。
And so the Son of Man was glorified.
明白了荣耀的意义了吧？
Do you know the meaning of glory?
我们这么多中国人都信耶稣了。
There are so many Chinese people, they believe in
Jesus. 那是主的荣耀。
That is the glory of the Lord.
我这个不可能信主的人信主了。
Me, I could not possibly have believed.
那是主的荣耀。
That is the glory of the Lord.
人子现在要得了荣耀了。
And now that the Son has been glorified.
面对十字架。
And he is here at the cross.
十字架打破了主的身体。
And it broke his body.
永远生命从他里面释放啊。
But the eternal life was released.
英国有个 Spark 弟兄，你们听过这个名字哈
？Some of you may have heard Brother Sparks from England.
他的书很多。
He has many books.
有一本书我读过。
There's one that I read.
现在出版的书里都找不到。
That is no longer in publication.
非常好的一本书。
It is a very good
book. The release of the Lord, 主的释放。
It is called the release of the Lord.
写的真是好。
And he wrote it so well.
写到主的复活。
It is the resurrection of the Lord.
复活是主特别给他的一个指示。
Because that the resurrection was a ministry.
主的释放。
It is the release of the Lord.
十字架不是把主杀死了。
The cross did not kill Jesus.
十字架把主释放出来了。
It released him.
一粒麦子死了。
That seed, it died.
千万的麦子长出来了。
Thousands of seeds have come up.
这是主的大能。
This is the great power of the Lord.
现在人子得了荣耀。
And now the Son is glorified.
神在人子身上也得了荣耀。
And God is glorified in him.
要快快地荣耀他。
And so he would glorify him quickly.
面对十字架。
So and now he comes to the cross.
下面十四章、十五章、十六章主耶稣讲的话。
Chapter 14, 15, 16, John.
十四章里面。
In chapter 14.
就是我们的今天的主题哈。
And this is our theme today.
我做的事，信我的人也要做。
The works that I do, he who believes in me shall do.
并要做比这更大的事。
Greater works than these shall he do.
在十四章一开始的时候。
But in the beginning of 14.
主耶稣讲的话。
Jesus says.
是主耶稣复活了。
He was risen.
像个伟大生命。
And this was such a great life.
主的复活生命彰显在我们生活里面不错。
And yes, his resurrection life is in our lives.
但十四、十五章讲了哪几个伟大生命。
But in 14, 15, 16, it speaks of different aspects of this great life.
第一件事。
The first.
我留下平安给你们。
It says, I leave peace to you.
我将我的平安赐给你们。
My peace I give to you.
我所赐的不像世人所赐的。
The peace I give is not the peace of this world.
第一件事都赐下平安。
So the first thing, God gave us is peace.
平安有什么稀奇呢？
What's the big deal about peace?
我们都懂得平安。
We all know about peace.
主在这里讲的平安，人不懂。
The peace he is speaking of, we don't get
it. 我们的诗歌说，有平安在我心，非世人所能赐。
And there's a hymn that says, there's a peace in my heart that no one can understand.
这个平安不是我们平常讲的平安。
This is not the peace that we always talk about.
基督徒的平安。
The peace of Christians.
教会的平安。
The peace of the church.
世界上的人讲的平安。
The peace is different than the peace of the world.
都在环境的里面。
The peace of the world is circumstantial.
都在心情的里面。
It is emotional.
环境很好。
When I'm doing well,
我有平安。
I have peace.
环境很好。
When I'm doing well,
我的心里面也有平安。
Things are going well, I have peace within me.
环境改变了呢。
But then things change.
环境不好了呢。
Things aren't going so well.
平安失掉了。
You lose your peace.
啊，我们在美国坐在沙发上吃冰淇淋有平安，那个平安不是主耶稣讲的平安。
And in America, we hear we sit on our sofas and eat ice cream and we think that's peaceful.
我留下平安给你们。
I leave my peace with you.
主讲这话的时候，
when Jesus said this,
最不平安的时候，
it was at the time when he had the least peace.
环境最危险的时候，
when he was in the most danger.
犹太人要石头打他们，
he was going to be stoned by the
people. 罗马的兵力要捉他们钉十字架，
he was going to be captured by the Roman guard.
法利赛人一直用诡计要陷害他们，
and the Pharisees were plotting against him.
那是环境最危险的时候。
It was quite a dangerous time.
主忽然告诉他们，他要走了。
And suddenly he tells the disciples, by the way, I'm leaving.
而且你们永远不能再见我。
And you'll never see me again.
就开始说话了。
And then he starts to say,
我留下平安给你们。
So the first thing he says is, I give to you my peace.
门徒们真的听不懂。
The disciples could not comprehend. 你要
走了，留个平安给我们什么用呢？
What good is that? You're leaving and you're leaving us peace?
你把平安给我们什么用呢？
What am I going to do? What good is peace?
他不晓得这句话。
But they did not
comprehend. 开启了两千年教会时代。
They did not know that this
圣徒的平安
one phrase
教会的平安
began 2,000 years of the church.
身体健康就有平安。
It is a peace of the saints and the church and the health of
身体软弱病痛的时候有平安。
In health, you are at peace.
环境好的时候有平安。
In sickness, you are at peace.
环境非常不好的时候有平安。
When things go well, you are at peace. And when they are terrible, you are at peace.
在最艰难的时候有平安。
And the most difficult times, you have peace.
在逼迫底下有平安。
When you are persecuted, you have peace.
2,000 年教会历史，教会受的逼迫。
And 2,000 years of persecution.
每一世纪教会都受大逼迫。
And in every age, the church is persecuted.
教会最大的见证。
The greatest testimony.
基督的平安在我们的里面。
The peace of Christ is in us.
任何的力量摇不动这个平安。
There is nothing that can shake.
我留下平安给你们。
Shake this peace. I leave this peace with you.
我将我的平安给你们。
I give my peace to you.
这个平安是主的平安。
This is the peace of Christ.
四十天是撒旦的试探。
He was tempted for 40 days.
充满了神圣平安。
He was full of this divine peace.
一路上面受人讥诮辱骂。
He was mocked and he was abused.
充满了神圣的平安。
Yet his heart was full of peace.
被法利赛人陷害的时候。
And then he was tricked.
充满了神圣的平安。
His heart was full of peace.
在克西玛尼祷告。
Praying and Gethsemane.
汗如血点滴在地上。
He had sweat drops of blood.
充满了神圣的平安。
Nevertheless, full of peace.
到了十字架上。
When he was upon the cross.
耶稣说：“父啊，赦免他们。”
He says, "Father, forgive them."
他们 所做他们不知道。
They know not what they do.
充满了神圣的平安。
And it was full of peace.
这是基督的平安。
This is the peace of Christ.
主把这一个平安赐给我们。
And he has given us this peace.
任何力量摇不动主的平安。
And there is nothing that can shake his peace.
这是基督徒2000年的见证。
This is our testimony for 2000 years.
非世界所能赐。
It is not something the world can give to you.
复活第一个生命表现。
The first aspect of the resurrected life.
在神圣平安。
Is this divine peace?
到了十六章二十二节。
When we come to chapter 16, verse 22.
我去对你们，不是这里，我把人不能夺去的喜乐。
Not this verse. It talks about the joy that cannot be taken away.
这个喜乐是夺不去的喜乐。
It is a joy that cannot be taken away.
这是基督徒的喜乐。
This is the joy of Christians.
喜乐在我们里是最大的力量。
And joy, it is the greatest.
比平安更深的力量。
Power in you, it is deeper than peace.
在任何环境里面。
In every situation.
不仅在里面有平安。
Not only do you have peace.
在深处有喜乐。
You have joy in the depths of your heart.
我认得一个姊妹。
I know a sister.
我在上海遇见她。
And I met her in Shanghai.
她住过十几年的监。
She was imprisoned for over 10 years.
受过一切的痛苦。
And she was punished.
在各种样不同的残忍的刑罚。
And they had cruel and unusual punishment.
她一件事。
But one thing.
从头到尾。
From the beginning to the end.
她心里面有个神圣喜乐。
She had this joy in her heart.
她被捕的时候。
And when she was arrested.
她是个没有结过婚的人。
She had not yet married then.
一个单身人。
She was single.
一天不要逮捕她了。
And so they came to arrest her.
几个大汉把她抓起铐，铐上手铐。
And a few men came, big men came and arrested her.
把她放在一部卡车上。
Put her in handcuffs onto a truck.
她里面充满了喜乐。
And she was so full of joy.
这个喜乐从里面涌流出来。
And then it just overflowed from her.
喜乐大到一个地步，她就禁止不住的笑了。
And then it was so great that she couldn't stop laughing.
她抓她那个兵气死了。
And then so these soldiers were really angry.
你还笑了。
You're laughing, are you?
你哭的日子在后面呢。
You've got a lot of days when you're going to cry.
先生，我不是要笑。
And she says, I'm not trying to laugh.
我没有办法不笑。
I can't help it, really.
那他们听不懂为什么没有办法不笑呢？
And they couldn't really understand what is going on.
我见她的时候，她已经是年龄不小了。
When I met her, she was pretty old.
大的喜乐在里面。
This great joy.
我们没有她这样的经历。
We don't have this experience.
也没有她那样的喜乐。
We don't have her joy.
但是我们懂那个喜乐。
But we understand.
这个深处的喜乐。
In the depth of your heart.
这个喜乐是夺不去的喜乐。
It's a joy that cannot be taken away.
任何环境夺不去。
And there's no circumstance that can take it away.
基督生命的大表现。
This is a great expression of the life of Christ.
神圣平安。
It is this divine peace.
夺不去的喜乐。
The joy cannot be taken away.
我们讲第三个那个复活的见证。
And then there's a third resurrection.
叫认罪生命。
And that is the life of confessing.
我去对你们有益的。
It is good that I go.
我若不去，保惠师就不来。
If I don't go, the comforter shall not come.
我去，我差遣保惠师来。
And I shall send the comforter.
他来了。
And he has come.
要叫人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
And he shall convict men of sin and judge the world.
基督徒开始认罪生命了。
And so we start this life of confessing sin.
这是全人类没有的。
This is unheard of.
所有的人。
Every person.
都把指头指着别人呢。
Always points at someone else.
是不是这样？
Isn't that so?
有没有人遇见事情把指头指着自己？
When things go wrong, do you just point at yourself?
有没有这样？
Does anyone do that?
这个人信主了。
But once you become a Christian.
信主头一件事情是什么？
What's the first thing when you become a Christian?
信头一件事情是什么？
What's the first thing when you become a Christian?
你们都信主了。信头一件事情是什么？
For you who have believed in Jesus.
悔改，没错，悔改就是认罪，已经讲认罪，对对了。
It is repenting of your sins.
没有看见自己是个罪人，你会不会信主啊？
If you don't see that you're a sinner, would you believe in Jesus?
信主也靠不住，对不对？看见自己是个罪人。
You must see that you are a
sinner. 头一件事在神面前认罪。
You do is confess your sins.
这是基督徒。
This is a Christian.
就我们一直把指头指着自己的。
Only Christians point at themselves.
我错了。
I'm wrong.
我有罪。
I have sinned.
我亏欠。
I shortchanged you.
我认我的罪。
I confess my sins.
我刚信主的时候。
And when I first became a
Christian. 在上海，我们有福音队出去的。
We had these gospel teams in Shanghai.
我们穿着福音背心。
And we wore these vests with gospel messages.
我穿着个福音背心。
And so I wore this thing.
前面是一个罪。
And on the front it said sin.
后面是一个死。
And on the back it said death.
一个人过来了。
And a person came by.
他往前面看一看。
And looked at me at the front.
你有罪，你就该在监牢里。
And he said, well, if you have sin, you should be in jail.
你死了，你该在棺材里。
And then turned around and said, if you're dead, you should be in a coffin.
他真是不懂。
He really didn't understand what I was saying.
回到他往前走。
I didn't respond to him. I just kept going.
我们有认罪生命。
We have this life. You confess your sins.
你有多少日子没认罪了？
How many days has it been since you confessed your sin?
我说的还不是向人认罪哈。
I'm not talking about to people.
你没向主认罪。
To the Lord.
没向主认过罪啊。
Have you confessed to the Lord?
你们都没认过罪啊。
Have you not confessed to the Lord, folks?
你们生活这地方很奇妙，你们没反应了，
Brothers and sisters in San Jose, no reaction, huh?
你没认过罪啊。
You don't confess your sin?
啊，对，有哈。头一个反应是认罪啊。
The first reaction we have is
神就是光。
God is light.
这个光不是个电灯光的光啊。
And this light is not a light bulb.
神没有进来，我在黑暗里走。
And He did not allow us to walk in
darkness. 有没有罪
？Do you have sin？
啊，头脑清楚的时候，人都是有罪的了。
If when we're clear-headed, we think yes, we all have sin.
这和我们讲有罪不一样的。
This is different than when we say you have.
看见人都是有罪的，他不难过的。
Most people, they have sin, they're not they feel bad. They have no issue with
it.
They live very
well. But
we're
different.
You discover that you are a sinner.
过不去了。
That you can't get over it.
逼着我们到神面前来了。
It forces you before God.
第一件事，认罪声明。
It is the life of confessing sin.
圣灵来到地上。
And so the Holy Spirit has come.
为罪、为义、为审判。
To convict us of our sin.
自己责备自己
so that we will convict ourselves, we will discipline ourselves.
这是复活最大的三个生命表现。
And these are the three different aspects of the resurrected life.
平安生命
peace,
喜乐生命
joy,
认罪生命
confession of sin.
到了十六章
and then we come to chapter 16.
在世上你们有苦难。
In this world, you have trouble.
在我里面你们有平安。
But in me, you have.
但你们可以放心。
But you can be rest assured.
因为我已经胜了世界。
Because I have overcome the world.
在我们里面有平安，对不对
？Within us there is peace, no?
我想有一年我从美国回台湾去。
One year I went from America to Taiwan.
台湾在联合国的地位被中国取代。
And that year was the year that Taiwan lost its UN position.
正在那里挣扎当中呢。
And there was a bit of a conflict.
我去那一年，哈，整个台湾真太不平安了。
And there was a lot of unrest in Taiwan.
我就讲到。
And I went there to speak.
十四个不同的 denomination， 十四个宗派。
And it was a conference of 14 different denominations.
都是牧师，牧师他们主要牧师来听到的。
And a lot of pastors were there.
对，牧师讲到的。
And I had to speak to pastors.
我去的时候，一个做主席替我领会的人是浸信会的一个很有名的牧师。
And there was a famous Baptist pastor that was the worship leader that day.
他使令我为你忧愁。
And then he said, I kind of feel bad for you.
为我忧愁干什么呢
？I said, why do you feel bad for me？
十四个不同的 denomination 宗派。
He said, 14 denominations.
有最极端的喜信会。
There are very extremists here.
大家。聚会都打大鼓的
，and they're very charismatic。
最保守的信义会
，and they are very very conservative people here。
你要对这么十四个不同的人宗派人牧师讲到你怎么讲法
？And he's like, I don't know how you're going to speak to all these different pastors。
我说有一件是一样的。
And I said, but there's one thing.
他们都信耶稣吧
？They all believe in Jesus, right？
我只讲耶稣，不讲别的。
Because I'm just talking about Jesus, nothing else here today。
聚会聚的当中啊。
And so during the meeting，
一个命令来了。
There was a command。
命令总统来的。
And it came from the president。
那个总统蒋介石总统那是了不起。
And at that time, the president of Taiwan was Chiang Kai-shek。
所有的聚会教会。
And all the command the
都要为国家进士祷告。
And the command was all churches need to fast for the country.
接到这个命令。
So we received
this
letter.
我只讲一句话。
So I said.
在世上你们有苦难。
In this world you have troubles.
在我里面有平安。
But in me you have.
但你们可以放心。
So be at peace.
因为我已经胜了世界。
Because I have overcome the world.
不需要为着苦难去祷告。
You don't need to pray for these.
主的话说了，对，实际上你们有苦难。
Because the word tells us.
在我里面有平安。
Yes, there are tribulations, but in me there's peace. And generally.
讲完的时候，他们几个传道人上来说：“石牛，你胆子太大。”
And I didn't really think much, but when I finished this verse.
违抗主的命，总统的命令。
A few of them said, "You know what? You're a little too bold because the president asked us to do this."And I said, no, I'm talking about the Bible today. In me, there is peace.
但你们可以放心,
but be and be at
peace. 因为我已经胜了世界,
because I have overcome the world.
主耶稣是一个人,
Jesus was one person.
现在主耶稣得了荣耀了,
and he was glorified.
他变了团体的人,
he is a corporate person.
就今天我们读的灵前十二章十二节的,
and so when we read 1 Corinthians chapter 12,
身体只有一个,
there is one body.
肢体却有许多,
but many members.
肢体虽然许多,
and though we are many members,
身体仍旧只有一个,
nevertheless we are one body.
基督也是这样,
so also is Christ.
这里讲的基督,
here Christ.
我们称它为奥秘的基督,
we call this the mysterious Christ.
为什么叫做奥秘基督呢?
And why is it a mysterious Christ?
和四福音的基督有个分别,
there is a separation between the Christ and the
four gospels. 四福音的基督,
the four gospels.
我们称它为个人的基督,
that is a Christ for the individual person.
主耶稣那么好,
he was an individual.
就是他一个人,
he was great, but he was an individual.
门徒们和主基本没关系,
the disciples were not related to him.
等到主复活升天了,
but when he was resurrected and ascended,
降下圣灵,
and the Holy Spirit was sent down,
主住在千万人的里面了,
and he dwells in thousands of people.
主是身体,
he is the body.
我们是身体的肢体,
we are members of that body.
所有肢体仍旧属于身体,
and all the members belong to the body.
这灵界十二章十二节讲的话,
it says here in 1 Corinthians,
肢体虽多,
12:12,
基督也是这样,
for even as the body is one,
他的名字仍旧叫基督,
it has members and all the members of the body,
我们称为奥秘的基督,
though there are many or one body, it is called Christ.
所以认识我们信主之后啊,
it is the mysterious Christ.
我们每一个人的名字都叫基督,
and so after we believe in Jesus, all of our names, it's Christ.
我们自己的名字真的没有什么意义的,
your name has really so little significance.
那如果把名字都取消嘛也麻烦了,
but it's kind of it's a little bit of trouble to cancel out your name.
我们在一起有个分别就是了,
because then we can know one from another.
按照真理嘛，每一个人名都叫基督,
but actually we're all Christ.
叫基督梁家生,
it is Timothy Christ.
叫基督曾启光,
Timothy David Christ.
下面一个名字不过分别就是了,
then our name kind of differentiates.
我们只有一个名字,
but we have but one name,
基督,
Christ.
基督也是这样,
this is Christ,
奥秘的基督,
also is
这个奥这个整个的奥这个基督啊,
and this mysterious Christ,
这我是真葡萄树,
he says I am the true vine,
你们是枝子,
you are the branches.
我主耶稣怎么会真葡萄树呢?
How is Jesus a vine?
这就奥秘的基督,
this is the mysterious Christ.
在奥秘的基督里面,
and in him,
主耶稣是根,
he is the root.
长出整个的树来,
and there is a tree growing out of the
tree. 那是整个教会,
it is the church.
我们是枝子,
we are the branches of
the tree. 在奥秘的人里面,
and in the person,
主耶稣是头,
the mysterious person, he is the
head. 教会是身体,
and the church is the body.
我们是肢体,
we are members of the body.
这个称为奥秘的基督,
and this is a mystery.
这个大的葡萄树,
and this great vine.
他们所有的树的长法不一样,
every tree grows differently.
所有的树主耶稣的根都在下面,
and this tree is different than all others. All others, the root is in the ground.
而长出树来,
and a tree grows out of it.
长出枝子来,
branches grow out of it.
主耶稣说我是真葡萄树,
but Jesus says I am the true vine.
这个树 长法不一样,
and this tree grows differently than any
other tree. 这个怎么根在上面,
because the root is above.
根在上面太上面了,
it is so high above.
主耶稣登上宝座了,
Jesus is upon the throne.
他长出历代的基督徒来,
and Christians are growing out.
枝子一直往下长,
these branches keep coming down.
长到最后,
until finally.
长到我们了,
it's our turn.
我们是垂在地上的枝子,
we're already almost touching the earth.
整个所有的枝子都是一棵树,
all these branches is one tree.
这个叫奥秘的基督,
this is the mysterious Christ.
这个人多少人逼迫教会,
and so many people they persecute the church.
逼迫教会,
they persecute the church.
砍枝子,
and then when you chop off the branches,
是砍垂在地上的枝子,
they might chop off the low branches.
你摸不着根,
they cannot touch the root.
砍枝子没有用。
It's useless.
修理葡萄树。
The branches.
越砍人越多了。
The more you prune, the greater.
越砍树越兴旺了。
The greater it grows.
有一件事你就看历史。
If you look at history.
逼迫教会的地方。
Every place that persecutes the church, that is where the church grows the fastest.
杀基督徒的地方,
where they kill Christians,
基督徒越杀越多,
there are more and more Christians.
耶稣基督是根,
Jesus Christ, He is the root.
根在上面,
and the root is in heaven.
只要你摸不着根,
as long as you cannot touch the root,
你永远胜不过教会,
you will never overcome the church.
可是逼迫教会的人不懂这个真理。
But the people who persecute the church, they don't really get it.
奥秘的葡萄树。
It is a mysterious vine.
主是根。
He is the root.
教会整个的树。
And the church is the tree.
我们是枝子。
We are the branches.
到了灵前十五章。
When we come to 1 Corinthians.
灵前十五章太伟大章圣经。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, an awesome passage in the Bible.
讲复活，灵前十五章最伟大出圣经。
This is the greatest passage about the resurrection.
保罗在十五章里面。
And Paul in chapter 15.
把全人类。
He takes all of humanity.
归并做两个地方。
And categorizes them into two categories.
首先的亚当。
The first Adam.
幕后的亚当。
And then the Last Adam.
首先亚当。
The first Adam.
那就是亚当。
That's Adam.
幕后亚当。
The last Adam.
是耶稣基督。
It is Jesus Christ.
为什么把耶稣基督叫幕后亚当呢？
Why is he called the last Adam?
主耶稣来了。
Because he came.
把亚当结束了。
And he concluded the race of Adam.
亚当不能再下去了。
The race could not, Adam could no longer continue.
亚当没有什么。
But Adam is nothing.
但是罪的权势。
But the power of sin,
从亚当传到子子孙孙,
that was passed on through Adam from generation to generation,
罪的痛苦和咒诅,
the curse and the suffering of sin,
从亚当传给子子孙孙,
was passed on through Adam to all fallen generations,
罪所面临的审判,
and the judgment of sin,
一直传到后代,
was passed on to all generations. There's nothing you can do about it.
耶稣基督来了。
But Jesus Christ came.
他是幕后的亚当。
He is the last
Adam. 把亚当结束了。
And he concluded Adam.
下面没有亚当了。
And so Adam is no more.
太伟大的救恩了，对不对？
This is such a great salvation.
我们这么多人，全世界的人。
All of us. Everyone in the world.
不是在首先亚当里，就在幕后亚当里。
Either you are in the first Adam or the last.
首先亚当。
First Adam.
出于土。
It is of the earth.
所以他属土。
He is of dust.
幕后亚当。
The last Adam.
出于天。
He is heavenly.
亚当说亚当出于土。
And he.
你们有没有觉得有时候一个弟兄讲话呀，有土味道
？Do you ever feel like when someone talks to you, they have that?
内行的人懂了哈。
Muddy feeling.
他就讲到都有土的味道。
Even if they're preaching, it there's a strong earth tone.
出于土，我们就属土。
Because we're from the earth.
出于天才属天。
Only when you're from heaven can you be heavenly.
首先亚当，幕后亚当。
The first Adam, the last Adam.
所以我们要从首先亚当转到幕后亚当。
And so we must transform from the first Adam to the last Adam.
我们的生命要转变。
Our lives need to be transformed.
生命怎么转变法呢？
How can you transform and change your life?
十五章伟大的圣经。
Chapter 15, a great chapter.
他讲那个怎么转变？
It tells us how this transformation.
要结束首先亚当的生命。
How this change happens.
只有一个办法。
There's only one way to end this first Adam. That is called death.
死就结束了。
It ends with death.
一个人抽烟。
If a person smokes.
但是基督徒不抽烟。
Most Christians don't smoke.
我也碰到基督徒抽烟的。
There are Christians who smoke.
他没有办法不抽烟。
They can't help it.
我弟兄你抽烟。
And I'll say.
那在天晚的时候。
This was and I would say.
你抽烟。
Hey, you're smoking.
一直抽。
And you keep smoking.
抽到死了抽不抽？
When you're dead, are you going to still smoke?
到死不抽了。
No, when I'm dead, I won't smoke.
发脾气。
You lose your temper.
没办法控制你的脾气。
You can't control your temper.
到死了发不发？
Guess what? When you're dead, are you going to lose your temper? Not really.
这个死我们不能真的死，真的死通通完了，对不对？
And we're not talking about a real death because then you're dead.
保罗讲个原则。
But Paul is talking about a principle.
不死就不生。
Without death, there is no life.
这里是就奥秘的事。
This is a mysterious death.
不死就不生。
Without death, there is no life.
一粒麦子落在地里死了。
If a seed, a grain drops into the ground and dies,
结果许多的子粒来。
It shall give fruit to many.
许多子粒一定一件事，有头一颗麦子死了。
And And if you when you see the other seeds, you know that first he died. If there is no death, there is no life. This is such a great principle.
然后怎么个死呢?
How do you die?
保罗用了四个字。
Paul uses four words
来说到那个奥秘的死。
To describe this mysterious
保罗, 保罗很奇妙，他要说到那个死啊。
And Paul is very,
他就不想用死字。
Wondrous. When he wants to talk about death, he just doesn't want to use the word dead.
不同的字来说到那个死。
So he uses four other words.
第一个字。
The first.
他说种。
He says planted.
第二字。
The second.
他说睡。
He says asleep.
第三个字。
Thirdly.
说安歇。
He says rest.
第四个字。
Fourthly.
说变化。
Transformed.
保罗讲得太好了。
He put it so well.
种。
Planted.
种的是软弱的。
That which is planted is weak,
复活的是强壮的。
But that's what which is risen is strong.
种的是羞辱的。
And that which was planted was
复活的是荣耀的。
Humiliated, but
种的是血气的身体。
That which risen was glorious.
复活的是灵性的身体。复活灵性的身体。
And what was risen was spiritual.
种。
And so we are planted.
我们怎么种法呢？
And so how are we planted?
多半是环境。
And most of the time, it's by your circumstances. There are things that happen to you. And you're planted in those circumstances. When I was in Taiwan, I knew a brother. His last name was Wang.
这位弟兄基隆教会的长老。
He was an elder.
很爱主。
And he loved the Lord.
见识这个弟兄个性硬得不得了。
But he was very stubborn.
我没看见比他再强、意志强的人。
I never met anyone who had a stronger willpower.
他有时跟一个姊妹谈恋爱。
And then he was dating this woman.
两个人彼此相爱。
And they loved each other.
感情很好。
And they did very well.
到了婚嫁的问题上了。
And then they were going to get married.
他怎么一想啊
？But then suddenly,
这个姊妹对我不合适。
Suddenly he thought this is not the person.
他说断就断。
And so he just.Broke up with her.
他这个人没事，说断就没事。
And then he was done.
那这个姊妹受不了，怎么来往那么久，说断就断呢
？And then so this lady was really hurt. Like what are you doing?
非常受意志的人。
But he was very intellectual.
但他很爱主。
But he loved the Lord.
有一天他来找我。
One day he came to me.
他说：“弟兄，我祷告看见个异象。
”And he said, "I prayed, I saw a vision."
问什么异象
？And I said, "What was that?"
他这个大踢球啊。
He said there was this great huge metal ball.
这个踢球就是我自己。
And it was me.
主把那个踢球抓起来。
And the Lord took up this ball,
用力摔下去
and then like and threw it down on the ground.
我摔碎了没有
And I said, "Well, did it break?"
啊，没有碎
He said, "No."
这个硬得不得了
Because he was so hard.
有一天他又来找我了
Another day he came again.
他对我流泪
And he wept.
啊，这个稀奇，那个弟兄会流泪呢？这是从来没有的事
And I thought this has never happened. He's crying.
这几年呢？
And he said, in these past few years,
主把我倒再冲，这倒再把个冲啊倒过来种就倒。
And he said, the Lord is planting me upside down.
倒再冲，那个冲是最软弱的，能不能倒过来种啊
？And he said, I'm just like an onion.
这句话是北方人讲的话了。
It's a Chinese saying.
那就受不了的环境了。
And it means that he couldn't tolerate his circumstances.
叫倒再冲啊。
And so it's I'm a upside down onion. It's a weak thing.
这几年主把我倒再冲。
And in these last few years, the Lord has really weakened me.
我看到这个踢球开始有点裂缝了。
And I looked at it, and it seemed like the metal ball might have cracked a little. And I said, I don't care what kind of onion you are. I'm not asking you what happened.
你这个大踢球啊，又破了一个缝了。
But I see a crack in your metal.
啊，你这个人竟然会流泪。
You're crying.
你这个人竟然会这么软软的讲这些话。
And you would come to me and speak these words so weakly. And I said, I don't know what happened to you.
主做的这个好。
But the Lord is doing a good thing.
你的大踢球到底摔破了。
And this metal ball is cracking.
你知道吗？主把它种在那个环境里面。
You know the Lord planted him.
你明白这个种子了吧
？In that environment.
你们有多少弟兄姊妹的环境
？So many things that happen to brothers.
弟兄们，主把我种在那里。
The Lord plants you.
种下去是软弱的。
Circumstances.
复活是强壮的。
That which is planted is weak.
种下去是羞辱的。
And that which is planted.
复活的是荣耀的。
Humiliation, but that which is risen.
种下去是不朽坏的。
Is strong and glorious.
复活是不朽坏的。
And incorruptible.
主用个种子。
And so the Lord uses here the word plant.
种就说到那个死啊。
And that is death.
第二个字，用个睡。
And the second word is sleep.
说的真是好。
So well put.
睡
Sleep.
睡了会醒吗
Will you wake if you sleep?
啊
If you sleep or you wake.
木兰说不行吧，大睡了，那个不叫睡了。
If you don't wake, that's not really sleep.
我们睡了，昨天晚上都睡了吧
？Last night you slept.
都睡了，都睡过来了，对不对？好。
And you woke, right?
主把我们的这个死奥秘的死叫做睡。
And so it's a mysterious death. It's sleeping.
我们所有东西都停了。
Everything shuts down.
我的感觉、感的思想都停了。
My thoughts, my feelings, they shut down.
主兴起一个事来。
And then something happens.
奥秘的事叫做睡。
But there's
睡了都会醒的，对不对
？But you will rise.
第三叫安歇。
And the third is rest.
第四叫变化。
And then transformation.
这个变化，保罗用的太好了。
Transformation. He.
我在很小读小学的时候啊。
Words this so well. When I was in elementary school.
同学们都要玩一个事情养蚕，知道吧？蚕。
And my friends, they like to grow these silkworms.
那么我这个人是在个性是不适合去养蚕的哈。
And I'm not really the kind of person who is fit to do this kind of thing.
我也去养蚕。
But I did it.
这个不忍耐，它长得那么快，慢快。
And it was kind of slow, and I was impatient.
好不容易它长大了。
And then it started to get bigger.
它吐丝了。
And then it had this silk.
吐丝我不懂。它结了个茧。
And then it had a cocoon.
我看它不动了。
But then it stopped moving.
它死了。
It was dead.
我把剪破。
So I kind of cut it open.
帮它忙出来。
And so you know to help it, you know, help it along.
真的死了的哈。
And then it was really dead.
后来同学告诉我，你不能这样做啊。
And then my friend told me you can't do that.
这个剪不能剪破的呀。
You can't cut open the cocoon.
它会出来的呀。
He will come out.
哎呀，是我的个性不适合养蚕了。
And so you know, I'm not really.
好了，忍耐。
This isn't my kind of thing.
它不动了。
To be patient, you know, it wasn't moving.
有一天它蚕破了，剪破了。
It'll open.
它出来了。
And it'll come out.
出来的是不是蚕的样子啊
？Is it still that cocoon when it comes out?
是不是
？Is it?
你们都没有养过蚕。
You have not grown silkworms, y'all. Is it still a cocoon when it comes out?
不是的，出来什么
？What is it when it comes out?
飞蛾了，好极了。蚕会不会飞啊？蚕有没有翅膀啊？蚕跟飞蛾一样不一样？完全不一样，那神造物太奇妙了。
And it's so wondrous because it's completely different than the worm it was.Through this cocoon,
它不动了。
It stopped moving.
其实它在变化。
And actually, it's changing.
蚕变化成飞蛾了。
It became a moth.
今天啊，你也认得我，也认得你哈。
And I know you, and you know me.
因为主来了。
But one day the Lord will come.
我这个讲的话不一定是真理了。
And this is not doctrine here.
你也不认得我，我也不认得你了。
And actually, I don't know you. You don't know me.
我俩到时候都认得的了。
And
完全不一样了。
But one day the Lord will come.
你不要看我今天长得不好看。
Don't look at me and say today you're kind of ugly.
主来了，我就变得很好看了。
When the Lord comes, I will be beautiful.
身体变化了。
Our bodies will be transformed.
主不会变化这个不好看的。
Because God will not create something ugly.
那变化的真是美丽了。
You will be beautiful.
啊，今天我会疲倦。
And today I get tired.
变化了。
And you will be transformed.
良心比变化的人疲倦没有了。
You will no longer have this tiredness.
我们今天是卑贱的身体。
Today we have this body of humanity.
主来的时候。
Of corruption.
按照叫万有恢复自己的大能。
And when Jesus comes, all of creation will be under
His power. 叫身体改变形状。
And our bodies will be changed.
和他荣耀的身体相似。
And we will be compatible to His gloriousness.
叫变化。
This is transformation.
保罗说了四个字。
And so there's four words.
保罗就不说死。
He just doesn't say death. Actually, he's talking about death.
种
planted,
睡
sleep,
安歇
rest,
变化
transformation.
最后保罗讲死字了。
And finally, he says death.
死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？
What he says is, oh death, where is your victory?
死被得胜吞灭。
Because death has been swallowed up by victory.
夸主的得胜了。
Boasts in the victory of the Lord. 得
胜就指着复活来说的。
And this is the resurrection, this victory.
死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里
？Oh death, where is thy victory?
死的权势就是罪。
And the sting of death is sin.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
叫我们长着耶稣基督跨胜。
That He gives us victory through the Lord Jesus Christ.
好，十五章讲到复活的章。
And so this is the resurrection.
我们一生的经历在里面。
But our lives, our experiences within this.
有种的经历。
We are planted.
有睡的经历。
We are sleeping.
所以我们弟兄姊妹们，我参加过太多丧事了。
I have been to so many funerals.
上聚会完了，在最后一个聚会嘛，叫埋葬聚会。
There's the there's the funeral, the memorial service, and then the gravesite service.
跟到一个地方要把弟兄埋下去了。
And then we go somewhere and we have to bury our brother.
有一次我对我弟兄，这个名字不对。
And then once I said, you know, this is not a good term, buried.
埋了就完了。
Because you're done when you're buried.
不信主的人嘛，叫埋。
If you don't believe in Jesus,
没有生命的。
Yes, it's buried. There's no life there.
你把一个木头埋在地里面。
It's a piece of wood that you put in the ground. It's done.
烂了。
It'll rot.
你把个种子埋在地里面。
But a seed, if you put it in the ground,
会不会完了？
Is it done?
会不会烂呢？
Will it rot?
它长出生命来了。
No, it will grow life.
长出更高级的生命了。
And it will be an even
better life. 和种下的生命完全不一样了。
It is different than the life that was planted.
我们不是把我的弟兄去埋了。
We are not planting our
brother. 我们把我们弟兄种在这里。
We are not burying our brother. We are planting him.
主来了要起来了。
He will rise.
要穿上荣耀的身体。
And he will put on a glorious body. And that is the resurrection life. And then we come to chapter 15. This is the resurrection life. And we will experience it all our lives. And let us stop our message here.